Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the ninth episode of the fourth edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this fourth edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlotionpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch comes to the realization that he has been traveling through space and seeing the many wonders of the universe, but the Holy Watchers return him to the Earth, where he is allowed to see some future events and other locations on the Earth. The Holy Watchers take Enoch on an orbital route around the planet in an oddly circuitous fashion that might have been more like the orbiting of electrons around the nucleus of an atom. During this part of his journey, Enoch learns the fate of mankind, and this is the second vision of the apocalypse. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. In his amazement, Enoch viewed the vastness of space that comprised the universe God made many eons ago, but the brief tour of it all, inside and out of that holy spaceship, traveling by the path of angels, returned him to Earth once again. Upon his arrival, Enoch did perceive a distant future from his time being in the midst of the Earth, and that it was happy and fertile, which contained life's branches continually sprouting from all of the many trees that were planted upon it. The midst of the Earth, in this case, was not Egypt. The middle of the Earth was a distant continent, and there Enoch saw a mountain range with water to the east, a great river flowing towards the south into a great sea. Further to the east of that river flowing south, there was another mountain range as high as the first. Between these places there were deep but narrow valleys, the grandest of all canyons carved out by an ancient river. Water ran towards the western mountains from the north, and further to the west there was another mountain range. Beyond those mountains was another valley, but not wide. Below that area in the midst of them there were others, and these were deep and dry valleys, death valleys, spreading towards the extremities of the three directions. All of these valleys, which were deep and narrow, consisted of a strong rock with a tree, which was planted in them, but something about it was not right. Enoch wondered at these mountains, the rocks, the valleys, and this tree planted there, which surprised him greatly. Confused by all of what seemed unnatural, being that it was all apparently changed from naturality, turned to one of his associates and spoke, asking,
"What means this blessed land, all these lofty mountains, and the tree in the accursed valley between them?"
Sarah Kyle looked at Enoch, saddened and unwilling to say, being the watcher of children and knowing their sins. Uriel spoke up because it is his voice that has no fear, though he spreads terror without effort in the telling.
"This valley is the accursed of the accursed forever. Here shall be collected all who utter with their mouths unbecoming language against God and speak harsh things that deny His glory. Here shall they be collected, here in this place, shall they settle, making it their territory in the latter days of mankind's existence on earth. God will make an example of judgment upon those who dwell in this place. The righteous saints among them will be the standard of measurement by which God will judge them all. But those who receive His mercy shall forever and ever, all their days, bless the Lord God, the everlasting King. Even through the period of judgment, those saints will bless Him for His mercy, because He has distributed it to them."
Hearing the tale of God's judgment and His mercy for the inhabitants of this foreign land of foreigners, of how those Latter-day Saints among them are the measurement, becoming an example of God's judgment upon all of them on Judgment Day, Enoch blessed God, addressing himself to Him, and making mention, as they have met, of His greatness. might not have been clearly understandable to Enoch the complete meaning of this antediluvian revelation of how people would one day in the future migrate to this place, the splendid land of mountains, rivers, valleys, and trees, becoming the example for all of humanity, being the envy of the entire world for their prosperity, when God judges them for their sinfulness and profanity. Whereupon this land did tread the elect and the chosen one, who set men upon a path to fulfill this prophecy, that they would live lives that became the metal forged into the armor and sword of Almighty God. It was too early in history for Enoch to fully understand the meaning of all these accursed formations and forms that were mountains, valleys, and a tree, such that this was all a vision of profane unnaturalities. This land Enoch did spy from his place above it in the sky represented the worst of all unnaturalities of inhumanities, being the cause of lamentations, protestations, and accusations that this place supported, allowed, made legal, and encouraged homosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality, and many unnatural and sexual immoralities, becoming the central place in all of the earth where God's wrath will be measured in full upon it for these iniquities on Judgment Day. This place is North America, the United States, and Canada, not Africa. Such as it will be the fate of that nation, heaven assured to its west with deserts, mountains, and a valley, between a river and rivers, more mountains and another shore, an example of God's wrath for its iniquities made well known to all others elsewhere on the earth and throughout the universe. What of these others becomes the question as Enoch travels eastward, arriving across the broad expanse of water to the middle of a mountain, in a desert positioned on a level surface such as the former belief of Earth floating as a disk surrounded by water, not being a rock floating in space, revolving around the sun the same as the moon orbits this flat land of desert in the midst of a mountain covered with trees. It was full of trees, as the seed alluded to, and water leaped, falling down upon all of it, and everywhere around it, being islands and shores, between bodies of water surrounding all of it. Clouds concealing it like fog, composed of many other cataracts in directions both east and west, and more trees along one side, with the other side more water and dew, being full of the seed, the growth and corruption, the same as the nation to the west. The fate of these nations will be the same, with God's wrath raining down upon it, with fire and fury to flame its branches, to ashes and dust, becoming a desolation, to denounce its end as a lie, for being the source of all lies told to all of mankind, the blasphemous and sinful seat of the heretic, the Antichrist, who pretends to be God, is shaped like a boot surrounded by water. The destined for desolation and self-destructing nations, Enoch continued traveling in some oddly circuitous route, which becomes difficult to follow with any sensible pattern. He eventually arrived in another place having his own deserts, many valleys and mountains covered in more choice trees, particularly those which produce sweet-smelling drugs, frankincense, opiates, and myrrh, and trees unlike to each other. Over it, above all of them, being the highest on all of the earth, this ever-eastern mountain, at no great distance, rising up to touch nearly the firmament of heaven itself, becoming the one place on earth where few men tread, in an effort to leap from that highest peak to walk upon the path of angels, in defiance of sanity and human limitation. From this nation will ascend many souls of men in darkness, being oppressed in the shadows of many lies that conceal God's glory from their cognizance, and having no mind or will of their own, starving, destitute, war-ravaged, and emaciated from thirst. Their painful cries, wailing, and screams ascend before them in such terrific horrors that even Uriel might flinch to know of it. These meek inherit the earth because heaven is no place for them. They followed a murderer and became murderers of murderers. Who's to blame for the condemnation in this line above? Sadness was Enoch's emotion, knowing the situation. For the occupants of those lands was a life of suffering for ages, and some of them were the descendants of his own race of men. Onward he traveled more to the east, encountering more trees, having an odor resembling a favored mastic among his own tribe. Beyond this, between two valleys of water, was another land, having a sweet odor and a perception of cinnamon and spices. Further still was another place where the trees wept water that flowed with fruit like nectar from the sweetest flowers. These jungles were also surrounded by water, being named Sumatra, Java, and Thailand, where there grew many medicinal plants such as aloe, cinchona, and galbanum. There were many trees of entirely different seeds, and these trees were full like almond trees and strong, producing grapefruit of splendid taste and flowers superior to all types of perfume. This episode presented subsequents 1 through 6 of Part 1, Canto 5 from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polly at Losha Publishing YouTube channel. The most amazing part of the journey occurs for Enoch when he views the Earth in a future time and sees other continents. The fate of humanity becomes revealed to Enoch in the knowledge of how a perverse generation in the future will create horrible weapons of destruction, and in their insane belief of superiority, they will endeavor to force their ideology of sexual immorality and perverseness upon all the world in a final war. After learning the fate of these future nations not existing during the time of Enoch, he continues his travel to learn about the potential for survivors, or at least the potential for the salvation of those who might repent of sin prior to Judgment Day. Be sure to subscribe for notifications for the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.